Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, partly to mostly sunny skies, upper 50s with wind gust at 20. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, areas of frost, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies in the upper 50s with wind gust at 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies around 33. For Thursday, partly sunny, we'll see temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 34.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News. Good Tuesday. Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed has been charged with driving while intoxicated after a crash that critically injured a young girl. Jackson County prosecutors announced the charges yesterday against Reed, the son of Chiefs coach Andy Reed. Prosecutors allege Britt Reed was driving about 84 miles an hour and had a blood alcohol level of .113 about half an hour after the crash near Arrowhead Stadium. Police say his truck slammed into two cars stopped along an entrance ramp to Interstate 435 near the Chiefs training facility. 5-year-old Ariel Young, who was in one of the cars, suffered a traumatic brain injury. The largest community college in Kansas is paying staff members to get vaccinated against COVID-19. KMBC-TV reports that Johnson County Community College is paying employees $250 to get their inoculation in hopes of bringing more students back to campus in the fall. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all at one location? Head to Rusty X Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty X Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty X Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty X Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty X Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty X Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty X Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyXFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
A Salina man was arrested for allegedly stealing a hearse and leaving it at the police department prior to his arrest. Salina Police Captain Paul Forrester says 52-year-old Craig Gilbert was arrested on suspicion of felony theft, criminal trespassing, and driving with an expired license. Officers were called to the Ryan Mortuary in Salina on Sunday due to a disorderly subject. They were then notified that the suspect left the business in a Lincoln hearse valued at $80,000. The vehicle was later located parked on the north side of the police department. Gilbert was identified as the suspect and arrested. By the way, the hearse has been returned to Ryan Mortuary with no damage. The Catholic Diocese of Wichita says the remains of the Reverend Emil Capon will be returning to Kansas. Capon of Pilsen, Kansas, died in a prison camp during the Korean War. He's being considered for sainthood by the Roman Catholic Church. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Tuesday Kansas News Now here on the Mid-America Network.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Residents of Nebraska who have tested positive for coronavirus antibodies in the last 3 months are no longer required to quarantine if they get exposed to the virus again, but they'll still have to wear a mask in public. A Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services administrator on Monday said that the agency plans to update its public health requirements this week to match new guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Previously, people who were exposed to the virus were required by the state's health directives to self-isolate for at least 14 days. Nearly 3,000 students who attend one of Nebraska's state colleges will be eligible for up to $3,000 in additional aid because of the coronavirus pandemic. Full-time students who attend Chadron, Wayne, or Peru state colleges during the 21-22 school year and who are eligible for federal Pell Grants will qualify to receive the money. Tuesday, Nebraska News. Here on the Mid-America Network.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners Monday heard an update that Norfolk Construction will be completing the Haug Bridge in Lincoln Township and then moving the crane to the bridge a mile and a half north of Oquito on 12th Road. The county bridge crew is pouring concrete on the Swanson Bridge on 25th Road between Rock and Lincoln Townships, then will move to a bridge on 23rd Road in Guitard Township. Agency on Aging is tentatively planning to open in-house dining in Marshall County May 3rd. Marysville City Administrator Austin St. John and the board discussed the Department of Transportation grant application for development of infrastructure on North 11th Terrace, leading to the Partnership for Growth Business Park. The city is not opposed to the county applying for the grant. They encourage growth and development, but ask that it goes through the proper process. Plans must be submitted to the Planning Commission for approval before any development will be accepted by the city. Ellen Cook provided a map of a number of landowners in the footprint of the Irish Creek Wind Farm area who are against development of the wind farm, and a map of the entire county showing landowners who are against wind turbine development. There were several questions asked regarding the decommissioning report. There will be weekly meetings throughout the construction of the proposed project that will keep the board current on development and any issues that might arise. Washington County Commissioners discussed a new dump truck, opting to consider a new truck as opposed to a used one with warranty considerations. Commissioner Raleigh Ordine reported the van grant has been approved, and a general transportation van for residents will be based in Washington with office space and storage to be determined. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging will coordinate the efforts with service to begin sometime this summer. They will cover all costs involved, including driver's wages, office space, and utilities. Washington County will contribute 20% of the cost of the van. At least two drivers will be hired with transportation requests directed through the agency's Hiawatha office. The service will be available to any local residents with a fee schedule based on travel distance. Transportation may be arranged locally or to outlying communities, perhaps as far as Beatrice and Manhattan. Washington County Hospital Administrator Roxanne Schottle gave an update, noting that the biggest issue is finding qualified nursing staff. Sign-on bonuses ranging from $10,000 to $25,000 offered by some facilities are still not alleviating a shortage. With COVID, hospital charges and revenue were down, but are improving. COVID protocols were outlined. Schottle noted that 14 babies were delivered so far this year, with 23 more due through September in Washington County. Schottle inquired about home health options, and commissioners indicated that Washington County would have home health available. Nemahaw County Commissioners meeting last week included a department heads meeting with discussions including security of the courthouse in the future, switching to a different phone service provider for county departments, and installing a fire alarm system in the courthouse. Following discussion last week on adding approximately 4.5 additional miles to the paver's contract extension, including a half-mile overlay on Juniper to Hickory Road and milling an overlay on Pickerel West for 3 miles beginning at Highway 77, the Gage County Board of Supervisors approved the effort unanimously. The highway superintendent suggested board members think about any roads that could possibly be turned back to gravel. Building and Grounds Committee discussed live-streaming board meetings, and Human Resources discussed a new retirement plan. Richard D. Turner, age 68, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Hanover Mortuary in charge for Richard Turner. Gretchen L. Winters, age 100, at Frankfort, passed away April 9th. Private burial service will be held at Frankfort Cemetery with a visitation Wednesday 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Gretchen Winters. Emory Ann Raminga, age 5, of Blue Springs, passed away as a result of a house fire Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Emory Raminga. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, pineapple, and cake. Tomorrow, hamburger gravy, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville strives to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Jesus Christ.
My Catholic education is preparing me for the future.
It means to give time to others and protect or lead. We are encouraged to display our best behavior even when our teachers are not looking. The teachers are the heart of our school and we love them.
Call 562-2831 for enrollment information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some rain and snow showers, and another system across the southern parts of the United States, bringing some rain. We are in between these two systems. High pressure system overhead. We're going to see beautiful weather, sunny skies for this Tuesday, dry weather for tonight, and we'll continue with dry weather for tomorrow into Thursday before a system moves through, bringing a chance of rain showers as we head towards the end of the week. Otherwise, temperatures across the Midwest, we're going to see temperatures pretty much in the 50s. Some areas will see temperatures in the lower 60s. So across the area, partly to mostly sunny skies, upper 50s, wind gust at 20. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, areas of frost in the lower 30s. For tomorrow, sunny skies, upper 50s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 30s. And Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun. That's look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Melford.
Average high temperature mid-April 67, record high on this date 91. The average low 41, record low 17 degrees. Sunset this evening 8:02, sunrise in the morning at 6:53. Sunny and 34 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 13th of April. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You've waited for it. Now it's time. Your plans from the Good Shepherd Lutheran School have arrived. Come to school on South 17th Street Friday the 16th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you for your support of Christ-centered education in the community. See you Friday the 16th from 5 to 8.
Taking a pause in Minnesota. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Three Minnesota-based sports franchises postponed their Monday games following the police shooting of Dante Wright in a Minneapolis suburb over the weekend. Baseball's Twins, the NBA's T-Wolves, and Wild of the NHL all postponed games. Wright was killed Sunday night in Brooklyn Center after an officer shot him during a traffic stop. The police chief says it was accidental, that the officer meant to use a taser rather than her pistol. Wild general manager Bill Gerlin says postponing was the right thing to do.
There's a lot going on right now, and we just felt it was right to postpone the game.
Twins president Dave St. Pierre said the team made the decision out of both respect and safety.
Part of the decision here today is out of respect for the Wright family, but there's a big part of this decision that's also rooted in safety and consultation with law enforcement.
The remaining Red Sox Twins games remain on schedule for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. To the NHL, a big draft deadline deal. The Capitals acquiring Anthony Mantha, shipping wingers Jacob Vrana and Richard Panik to Detroit, in addition to this year's first-round draft pick and next year's second-round pick. NFL Julian Edelman took to Twitter to announce his retirement.
Nothing in my career has ever come easy. And no surprise, this isn't going to be easy either. Now, I've always said, I'm going to go until the wheels come off. And they finally have fallen off.
He called it a hard decision, but the right one for his family and himself. Edelman was limited to just 6 games last season due to a chronic knee injury. He spent his entire 12-year career with the Patriots. Former Chiefs assistant Britt Reid, son of head coach Andy Reid, was charged with felony driving while intoxicated for the car crash that left a 5-year-old girl brain damaged. If convicted, he's looking at a maximum sentence of 7 years. To the hardboard courts of the NBA, the Spurs swept the season series against the Orlando Magic to even their record at 26-26. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. economy continues to outperform expectations as stimulus funds are fueling robust consumer spending. Forecasts point to a 7% GDP growth in 2021. That's the fastest rate of expansion since 1984, according to CoBank. The transition to be less COVID-restricted world has begun, but for the economy and rural industries, CoBank says there will be no going back to pre-COVID conditions. Researchers say the focus in Washington is moving away from crisis management to building for the future, and the outcomes will reshape rural economies. And CoBank reports the cyclical turn in grain pricing continued during the first quarter of 2021 and has picked up further gains ahead of spring planting. Farm supply retailers positioned to benefit from an exceptionally strong spring agronomic season, outpacing fall and spring of 2020. U.S. fuel ethanol sector recovering, with production running near 90% of pre-COVID levels. Chicken, beef, and pork all see strong demand and profitability, but dairy exports struggling, mainly due to shipping-related issues. The U.S. food and ag sector contributes $7 trillion a year to the nation's economy, according to a new report. Michael Anderson, Corn Refiners Association, says the Feeding the Economy report, commissioned by 33 food and ag groups, highlights the critical role the industry plays in feeding Americans and fueling the economy. He said the sector is responsible for 1/5 of the country's economic activity, and the sector supports more than 40 million jobs in the U.S., about 13% of U.S. employment. The report is essential for policymakers that consider legislation that could impact food and agriculture. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
If you're anxious to get the gardening season started, come to Hometown Lumber and Hardware and look over their full line of garden tools for rent. Tools such as tillers, power rakes, overseeders, and aerators. Plus, they have a variety of grass seed and fertilizers. They have the tools that will really help you get started on the right foot. Safely trim trees or reach high places with one of their lifts and create sidewalks and patios with the concrete tools available at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, holding a special stock down bread every sale Wednesday, April 14th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. This sale will feature over 550 black, red Angus, and fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old, be bred to Angus, Black Simmental, and Red Angus bulls for late August through October calving. There'll be 235 Black Whiteface, Red, and Black Angus fall bred first calf heifers, be bred for August through October calving. We'll have 225 Black Whiteface, and Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45 day old calves by side, plus 25 Hereford first calf heifers with Black Whiteface calves. There'll be 125 Black Whiteface, Hereford, Black, and Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old with 30 to 60 day old calves. 175 Red Angus, Black Whiteface, Black, and Hereford replacement heifers. They'll be ready to breed. We will also be selling several registered Angus and Balancer yearling bulls. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April 14th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Good morning from Mid-America Ag Network. This is the Larry Stackline Report.
Well, folks, USDA has announced CFAP changes with additional payments starting in April. If you remember back, I think it was December, we were talking to maybe some people at the FSA office, and sure enough, I had a report here saying that we were going to be paid $20 an acre for this particular CFAP payment again. And guess what? We haven't seen it, have we? No, to put it bluntly, the Biden administration held it up because they wanted to see what the former administration was going to do with the payments. And so they've addressed it, and they've changed it. But one of the things that it looks to me like right now, at least I see it here in print, that USDA will move forward, and I'm going to quote, with $20 per acre payments for price trigger crops outlined in the coronavirus food assistance program. So there you go. It's going to be a reality. I'm quite honestly shocked. They did change a lot of things in this thing from the former administration's ideas of where the payments should go. The billions were held up because of a complete review. And out of that came some changes, not necessarily to those of us in our part of the country, thank goodness, but there are some big changes coming for the next one, if there ever is another one. Vilsack said future programs will focus on small and socially disadvantaged producers and specialty crops, organic producers, not anything about the ones that really feed the world. See you on the next Equine Report.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Farmers, if the commodity markets have you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting needs. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
The Nordic Motor Company has the price reduced on a pair of 2021 Chevy Equinox in red or white. They have a 2021 Chevy Traverse LT with a leather interior. They have a 2021 Buick Envision Essence. It's all new this year. And a 2020 Buick Encore Preferred, brand new under $20,000 at the Nordic Motor Company in Marysville.
Open up the game closet and go old school with the family. It's National Scrabble Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 13th, the 103rd day of the year.
Actor Paul Sorvino, who was training to be a professional opera singer before he starred in movies, turns 82 today. And on this day in 2006, several tornadoes hit Iowa City, Iowa, as start of the infamous Easter Week tornado outbreak. 54 tornadoes touched down from Iowa to Indiana and Missouri over 4 days, causing more than $24 million in damage. It was the third largest outbreak in U.S. history. April 13th is also National Scrabble Day. It's in honor of the birthday of the game's creator, Alfred Mosher Butts. The game was originally called Lexico and was changed to Scrabble in 1948. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 34 degrees, sunshine this morning, highs around 60 on tap again today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Tuesday. Britt Reed, the former assistant coach with the Kansas City Chiefs, where his father is head coach, now facing DUI charges after a crash just before the team played this year's Super Bowl. Reed faces up to 7 years in prison, but the 5-year-old he critically injured faces lifelong brain damage. She was left unable to talk or walk and is being fed through a feeding tube. KCTV's Angie Rincono reports.
Ariel suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
She has not talked, walked, and she's dependent upon a feeding tube.
Britt Reed was traveling 84 miles per hour just seconds before the crash. He had a blood alcohol concentration of 0.113. For that, he was charged with DWI. It's a Class D felony, meaning punishment is 1 to 7 years.
No word yet on when that trial will get underway. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows. Up to the roadside, went to high school here. Got that Panther pride, she'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap. Couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21. But she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little across the street. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl.
in the dark.